Well, it's good to be here in the house of the Lord. Glad, as I said, to be here this homecoming Sunday. Glad to have Brother Al be sitting back there in the back and Brother Frank sitting on the other side. I don't know what that means when the preacher's sitting in the back, but, you know, I don't know if they're hiding out or what, but glad to have them with us this morning. Glad that all of you are here. I was thinking about what homecoming is and why sometimes we have homecomings. And I was reading in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4. I want to just read to you a few scriptures. And here the Bible says, "Then I returned and saw vanity under the sun. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, he hath neither child nor brother, yet there is no end of all of his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches. Neither saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity, yea, it is sore travail. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. And again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken." Lord, we thank you today that we are here, and Lord, that you've blessed us already abundantly this morning. We thank you today, dear Lord, that we can come and worship in spirit and in truth. We thank you, dear Lord, today that you did send your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Redeemer and our Savior. We thank you for your grace that allowed us to come and become a child of yours. And we ask you this morning, Lord, that in this service that you be lifted up and you be exalted, that, Lord, that all things today will point to you. And everything that we do and everything that's said would glorify and edify the Son of God. For it's in his precious holy name we pray. Amen and amen. You know, when you talk about homecoming, it really has an exciting ring to it in a lot of ways. I thought this morning about when I see the soldiers as they return from their deployment and all their family are gathered there and they're getting off of a plane or off of a bus and they're running to meet each other and see those that they haven't seen in a long time. And that certainly has to be an exciting and a glad moment in their life. And you know, as you think about homecoming today, it sometimes teaches us and reminds us about the past. Memories. Memory today is a wonderful thing. I sometimes think if these walls could talk of all the stories that they could tell us, how that each of you today has a memory of something that's taken place in this church. Many of you were baptized. Many of you were saved. Many of you this morning met people here that you're spending your life with. Memories today are a wonderful thing. And as we come together on Homecoming Sunday, we need to remember the past. And we remember the sacrifices and the labors of those who went before us this morning, of those who sacrificed and labored of their time and their money, of all that they had today, that this church might be here today. Many of those are no longer with us, but they went to the homecoming in the sky. But today their memory should live with us forever this morning. And we should remember them and be thankful for them and thankful for God's blessings upon them and upon this church today. I would imagine today that every one of us here this morning has a special memory, has a special blessing that God brought because of this church today. Be careful today and guard that memory and don't let it escape you this morning. Also, it should remind us of our past. Because in times past, Paul said we were without Christ and without hope in this world. You know, there was a time that you and I had no salvation. We had no Jesus. We had no peace. We were without Christ and without hope. But Paul says, but God. But God. I'm glad help was on the way, aren't you today? I'm glad that when the Bible says, but God, that means something good's about to happen. But God, who is rich in mercy today, allowed us to hear the Word of God, allowed the Spirit of God to convict our hearts and our souls and to point us to Calvary. I think about the song that says, roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I might have been. Every time I hear that song and every time I think about those words, I'm reminded of J. Frank Norris, who was an old-time Baptist preacher of many years ago. And J. Frank Norris at one time returned to his hometown to hold an evangelistic crusade. And as he hadn't been there several years, and the man that was hosting him was driving him through the streets of the little town where he was raised, and as they traveled down the street, they saw a man sitting on the curb. He was disabled, and you could tell that he had been down into the bars and was sitting on the sidewalk there in his own vomit. And J. Frank Norris began to cry. And the man hosting him said, well, I know it's a terrible sight. And J. Frank said, well, you don't really understand. Said, when we were in high school, that man there was voted the most likely to succeed. And he said, there but for the grace of God am I. But God. I'm glad to roll back the curtain of memory now and then. And the Lord can show us where He brought us from and where we might have been. I don't know where I might have been today. I don't know what could have transpired in my life. But I'm glad that one day the Lord Jesus Christ came into my life. I'm glad that one wonderful day that He saved me by His grace and put me into His kingdom of light and translated me out of the kingdom of darkness. And as John Newton said, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not even what I should be, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. Because of the grace of God this morning. And this morning as we celebrate this homecoming, we need to be reminded of the past. We need to look back, and as Brother Peter said, sometimes we need to call things into remembrance and remember. But it also this morning ought to encourage our present. I think we all need to be encouraged at times, and we need to be strengthened, to be uplifted today. And I'm glad the Lord does that through His church this morning. In our text this morning, we find that Solomon, the wise man, as he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes and as he talks here about a person being on his own, a person being in solitary confinement, living a life of solitariness. He says, there is one alone and there is not a second. And he said, that's vanity. That's emptiness. That's not real good for anything this morning. He hath neither child nor brother, yet there is no end of all of his labor. He doesn't have anybody to be with him. Solomon said, yet he continues to labor neither is his eye satisfied with riches. Neither saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity. It is sore to veil. Two are better than one. You know, we today see a time that people are living a time of isolation. We live in a time of computers, and when people can even work from home and not interact with other people for weeks upon a time. That's not a good sign today. That's not a good thing. I believe the Lord built us today that we could come, and the Bible said it's not good that man be alone. I'm glad that he instituted today and brought about the institution of marriage. I'm glad he brought about the church this morning so that we can come together and have companionship with others today. I'm glad today that we can come and to the house of the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. It's good to come and sing. I can't sing. Everybody here knows that. If you don't know it, you know it now. That's the reason Josh told me not to even look at his guitar. He's afraid to take all the music out of it. I mean, there's a lot in here because ain't none of it ever come out, believe me. You know. But I just love to hear other people sing. I do. Yeah. Amen, I do. I thought the choir did a great job this morning, didn't you? I just love to hear when we come together and we sing the praises of the Lamb of God. We sing the praises of the Lord and we get together, and it just thrills my soul today to hear others sing and to speak and to praise and to worship the Lord. That's a wonderful time when we can come together and sing today. When we can come together this morning and get have fellowship one with another. I'm glad that we can enjoy fellowship one with another. I'm glad today that we can shake hands. I'm glad today that we can do all the things and interact with other people. We can laugh. You know, some folks don't think you ought to laugh. I don't know what's the matter with them. A preacher tell me one time he didn't even read the funny paper. I thought he missed a lot of good times myself. I like to laugh a little bit. I think the Lord wants us to enjoy life. Have a good time with the Lord's people. Fellowship. We can laugh together, but you know we can cry together too. You know, sometimes sorrow comes to our home. Sorrow comes into our lives. And when that sorrow comes, it's a lot easier when you got somebody to help you during that time. It really is. You know, I can't tell you what it means this morning from my heart of what people and how it went when great sorrow comes, and how that people are there to help you and to encourage you and to help share that sorrow and that grief. It means so much. We can come and fellowship with the Lord's people. We can laugh, and as Paul said, we weep with them that weep. And we just enjoy and have that this morning. We can pray together. Isn't it wonderful that we can just come and bow our heads before the Lord of glory? Make our requests and our supplications known unto Him, and pray this morning God's blessings upon our services, upon our lives. Ask God's blessing upon those on our prayer list. Ask God's blessing upon our nation. Just to get to hear and be alone with the Lord and pray. You know, I know that we should pray each day, and we should pray each day. And sometimes the Bible says we should enter into our closet. But there's just something about coming together with God's people and lifting up our voices in prayer unto Him this morning. We can learn. I'm glad we can come together and learn more about the Lord. Amen. Be taught in the Word of God. Be encouraged. You know, we need to be encouraged. Paul, as he wrote, and I'm sure a familiar verse of Scripture to many of you here this morning, but as he was writing in the book of Hebrews, and as he's writing to those Hebrew Christians, he says in chapter 10, this morning in verse number 25, and listen carefully to what he says. not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Paul says we should never forsake the assembling of ourselves together. He said there were already some that were saying we don't need to come together. We don't need to come, and we can worship just as well by ourselves. Paul says we don't need to do that. But we need to come together exhorting, that is, encouraging one another. And he said, so much the more. I think if Paul was living today, he'd really say so much the more. As you see the day approaching. Boy, we need some times of encouragement during these days, don't we? You look around our world, and certainly we need times to be encouraged in the Lord. You know, it also anticipates our future. I guess Brother Ralph's favorite songs, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. Amen? Amen. You know, that's a great day, isn't it? You know, sometimes people come home from a trip, or they come home from somewhere else, and they're anticipating that time when they'll be there. I remember many years ago when I was coming home from Fort Polk, Louisiana, and give you a bus ticket down to Columbus, Mississippi was the closest bus station at that time, and my mama come to get me, and she brought her with her. I don't remember if mama was there or not. The only reason I really want to come home with her, just to be honest with you today, she's the only one I really saw. I love my mama and my grandparents, but this is the reason I wanted to come home. Hallelujah, I want to see Jesus. I'm ready to head home, amen? I'm looking for something in the future that's far better than what I have here. Paul said to depart and be with Christ is far better. I don't know how good it's going to be, but I'm going to tell you today, I believe this morning that if Paul said it's far better, it's got to be a good thing today. I was thinking about that the other day, and you know, sometimes we like to grumble and complain. We like to think how bad things are. But, you know, things pretty good when you really get to thinking about it, when you really stop and think about it now. I mean, to be fair with you, I look like I missed a meal lately. I probably eat a little bit even in between meals, to be honest with you. I got a good warm house to sleep in, cool in the summertime, right over here in a good car, good group of people. You know, they hadn't turned my lights off. I mean, you know, everything's pretty good. Paul said, hey, it's even better than this over yonder. That's got to be good, amen? Think about that. How good is it going to be? I don't know, but Paul said it's far better than this. Hallelujah. That's going to be quite a homecoming, isn't it? Amen. And the good thing about it, when I get there, I'm going to be able to sing. And the scripture says that, doesn't it, Brother Bruce? Because in Isaiah said he's going to open the mouth of the dumb so they can sing. Amen. So I'm going to get to sing over there. Amen. Yeah. Isn't that good? Yeah. Hallelujah. I might even play your guitar, Josh. Hallelujah. So homecoming is going to be is an exciting time, and one of these days is going to be even more exciting. Hallelujah. So this morning I encourage you to take a little time to reflect and remember about what this church means to you, what the Lord means to you, how He's blessed you this morning. Let those memories flood your soul. Take a little time to simply be encouraged, be lifted up, be made strong, be strengthened in the Lord. We need to be strengthened today. Because as we travel day to day, sometimes we get weary and sometimes we get tired, and we need to be strengthened. We need to be encouraged. And take a little time to anticipate what God has for you in the future. Hallelujah today. He's got a great, great homecoming awaiting us in the future. And you know, the great thing about it is it can be all of ours this morning because of what Jesus Christ did at Calvary. I think it's the third verse of that, the song at Calvary, that says, "Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary." At Calvary. Paul said in the book of Colossians that He is our reconciliation, that He reconciled us by the blood of His cross. That is, He built a bridge between God and man through the blood of His cross. And this morning, man can be reconciled to God because of the blood of the cross of Calvary. This morning, if you're not a Christian, I would encourage you to become one. I would encourage you to avail yourself of the amazing grace of God, to accept God's mercy and His forgiveness, and allow Jesus Christ to be your Lord and your Savior, to come unto Him, because He'll in no wise cast you out. And one of these wonderful, glorious days, thank God, you'll have that wonderful homecoming that Jesus talked about in John 14 when He said, "Let your hearts be not troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. I go and prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. In My Father's house are many mansions." I'm glad I'm headed for a mansion today that's been prepared by Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. What a homecoming that will be. This morning, I encourage you this morning, if you're not saved, you're not born again, if you've not been washed in the blood, let this be the time and the place that Jesus Christ becomes your Lord and your Savior. All right, if you'll stand together with me, Brother Bruce, you and Barbara would come. Heavenly Father, I thank You for this time we're together. I ask You, Lord, to take this very simple message and use it today to lift up Jesus, to penetrate in the hearts and the lives of men and women and boys and girls, to show them their need of a Savior, and in them show them that You provided that Savior through the Lamb of God. And for all that You do, we'll praise You and glorify You in Jesus' name. Amen.